The next stop is
Madison Square Garden.
Okay, STK's in the building. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Good evening. Episode 4, right? We are getting to it tonight. Great stuff, but before we get into it, I am Just Heck, and I got my prestigious colleagues, the STK gang, in the building. Starting off with my man, Ed Bowers. Ed, what is going on, my brother? The GOAT,
three in
by the way.
Three in a row, by the way.
We got the GOAT took on ESPN for bullshit software. STK Fantasy League got weirdly blitzed or whatever.
ESPN deleted us.
He was on a Friday night at 10 p.m. was texting the tech support and told them they were trash. Like, it was the most gangster thing I ever seen.
Someone needed to.
Shout out to Ed. He also brought the league back. So shout out to Ed. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. The savior. All right. And we got Wall Street Heck in the building. What's going on, man?
What's up? Hanging in, man. I'm outside today because the wife kicked me out. She said, yo.
It's cold.
You better bring that noise outside.
It's cold out there.
It ain't too bad. Check this out. I got my green tea with turmeric and ginger. Piping hot. I can't even really drink it yet because it's so hot.
Okay. All right, man. Well, that definitely keeps the COVID away. So you'd be good. Word. And last but not least, the infamous watch your players because he's after them in fantasy league.
I'm just showing interest. It's called showing interest. All right, you're allowed to show interest.
You never get equal value with this guy. Coach
never.
B. Coach B.
Never. Shit, I was winning. Now, kind of blank slate, interesting, but it is what it is. Back to the Knicks winning, which is more important.
There you go. Man, that's right. That's true. How was that Nets game, by the way?
Hey, that didn't happen. That's off air stuff.
Okay, that's right. We know Knicks only. That was a trick question. Anyway, moving on. So, as I kind of low-key predicted, not in low-key predicted, but either way, last week, I was like, the Knicks could go 3-0 this week. They're teams that they could beat, and they beat them. They blew everyone out they played this week. They smoked the Clippers, 111-97, Randle leading the way with 27 points. They smoked San Antonio at the Garden, gave Wemby the business, right? Wembanyama, for those that don't know, gave Wembanyama the business, smoked them, 126-105. And then they smoked Charlotte today, 129-107. All games that they were supposed to win, which is a good sign for these New York Knicks. So I guess leading off tonight, Coach B, you want to lead off tonight? here's what I want to ask you: the Knicks through the storm, they're 3-0. Their record's 5-4. They blew out everybody this week, right? Are they through the storm? What successes did you notice this week?
So, in short, you know this guy right here. He's a catalyst for our success at the moment. We've tried it, you know, with the duo. They haven't performed to the top of, well, they performed well. It just wasn't successful for us. When he plays, we look a lot better. We got 2 less losses when he's on the court. So that's telling on its own. It also looks like he just has like better chemistry with everyone, man. He's more efficient than he's been, and he's still making those same right on point plays, finding guys, like kicking out, pulling up when he needs to, dunking on people a little bit. Like, listen, Got to take what you get from him, and it definitely helps because we got the small guy, you know, who does his thing. We got the bigger, not the biggest guy who does his thing, and he's the man in the middle, and, like,
he's the small guy, who's the not-so-big guy? Who are you talking about?
Jalen Brunson and Julius Randle.
Okay.
You know, the other 20-point-per-game scorers on the roster. Well, Julius, he's on his way. But, you know, soon he'll be back at 20, and, like, it should work. Now, the real test will be tomorrow, actually, at Boston. Yeah. Can we get it? Can we get that one? And, like, it doesn't have – obviously, it shouldn't be a blowout if Boston is the way they're playing. But if it is, for us, on our end, if we play well, then I take it. But, like, if it's a close game with that playoff feel in those fourth quarter, 2 minutes left, and it's close, like, I'd love to see us pull that out, especially with the core group on the floor. But, again, he came back, and we went 3-0, so.
Okay. Ed, you got anything extra you want to add to that?
Yeah, I mean, I think we got the new big three. We got Julius, we got RJ, we got Brunson. I mean, in the last two games, those three have scored more than 20 points each. The first game, you know, Brunson didn't have the first game against the Clippers. Brunson didn't have a great game because he suffered through the length of the Clippers. He has trouble with multiple long defenders, but RJ stepped up and Randle played well. So, you know, I'm pretty impressed, man. Like, you know, today's game was a good sign. You know, just like Coach said, we beat the teams we were supposed to beat. But we demolished, you know, Charlotte. We beat up on the Spurs. And the Clippers may not have been a team we were, you know, we didn't know how good the Clippers were. Right now, they're going through some transition, so we got them at the right time. But Paul George was invisible, you know, against the Knicks. I loved it, man. You know, Mitch is playing out of his mind. Mitch and Hartenstein, they really are the anchors of our defense. They've really been playing well. Guys are starting to know their roles. DiVincenzo's starting to percolate a little bit. Randle's starting to, like, play a little better. You know, like, you got his rebounds, you got his assists. Now he's starting to put some points up, still a little efficient. RJ right now is the difference. RJ right now, he's shooting the three at a 50% clip. He's averaging 22.5 points a game. He's doing it pretty efficiently. And before, in previous years, when he was driving to the lane, he was just going to be a freight train and get to the lane and either get blocked or whatever. Now he's actually looking for, you know, the wings. He's looking for the side. He's making the extra pass. He's playing really good basketball. You know, I'm really impressed with the Knicks. Today was a good win. You know, against the Spurs was another good win. And the Clippers was it. And to Coach's point, tomorrow is the real, like, echelon matchup. You know, we face them for the second time. Boston really got us the first time. Where are we? I hate the fact that it's a back-to-back really bugs me because I feel they're going to come out a little weak. I'm glad that Tibbs didn't play many of the starters in the fourth quarter today, but I really wanted a day of rest to see, you know, where we really stand with the Boston Celtics.
It's a 45-minute flight, Ed. It's not that big. It's a flight, like
Blake. Back-to-back, you know, when they play back-to-back, they don't play well.
Yeah,
today's game was an early game, and the turnover, you know, this I was thinking about that too. Excuse me, but there are a few factors that are in our favor in the back-to-back. Number one, we played really early, and number two, you know, Boston is right around the corner. So, but yeah, it would have been nice to see on a day's rest, but
by Wall Street's threshold, this is the 10th game, so you know it still don't count. But we'll see.
You know, I was thinking about that too, and I was thinking, like, you know, the first 10 games count. It really matters if you go like 9-1 or 8-2. You got off to a great start, and then on the other side, if you know, 1-9 or 0-10, then that's really bad. But when you come into the first 10 games 5-5, it's like, okay, now my season could start. No harm, no foul. You know,
that's true.
I'll be good to go.
That's true. And I'm glad we brought up RJ Barrett because Wall Street, I had a question for you regarding RJ Barrett. And I may need to calm down a little bit, but I want to ask you this question. Is this RJ Barrett's team now? Because they tend to win when RJ's playing. And when he doesn't play, they're not winning. They struggle. Is it a coincidence that they smoked all three teams this week based on the fact that RJ was back? Meanwhile, when he wasn't playing, they struggled. They won some games, but it wasn't as handedly as this week. This week, if you had any Knicks in fantasy, you were kind of struggling because all three games were early. They were done by like the late third, early fourth quarter. What do you think?
Well, first off, it's easy to be humble when you're not winning. So I'm hoping that a little bit of early success doesn't get to his head. And he starts walking around like Julius Randle. We could only take one head case in that on the court at a time. So, you know, just thinking out loud here, you know, he's been playing well. When you think about it, let's not crown the kid. He's about, you know, 2-3 years late. You know, he's real late to the party. Now, let's see how fashionable he is. You know, he's really late. Let's see how good he's dressed from here on out. But I will say this, you know, I guess in answering the RJ question, this last few games, the Clippers game and today's game especially, it really like to touch on what Coach said, it for me felt like a management win. It's like these games right here really signified what management does. Because you know what? There's three players on the court that could give you like 20. There's a six man on the court that could give you 15+. I just want to round off by talking about this guy, Mitch Robinson. I started off the season by saying, you know, I love Mitch, but we got two problems, conditioning and foul trouble. So RJ, for the first time, is kind of doing what he's supposed to do. He was a third pick, you know, and a lot of people been waiting on this. If I'm Julius, I've been waiting on this for a while. In the meantime, between time, we got you another, I'm talking to RJ, while we were waiting for you to blossom, we got you a point guard that could give 20. And then we got you a second team that could just cause chaos on the court. Hartenstein, DiVincenzo, and Quickly. They're just nightmares for the other team because they're just running you off the court. And they're crashing the boards and blocking your shots. DiVincenzo blocked a power forward today going up for the dunk, you know? So you know, if I'm RJ, all right, great. You know, you finally par. You finally where you're supposed to be. If you look at the other guys that were drafted, top five, top six in your class, you know, you're a little bit late to the party. But we happy you're here. We happy you're here. And you got here at the best time. But, you know, but just to round it off, Mitchell Robinson, bro, this guy could not give you solid minutes. And now he's able to do that. That is a huge difference, huge difference. Kudos to Mitch Robinson. And I got to eat my words on that. When we started the season, I was saying I would love to see a guy like Mitch coming off the bench. But now he's literally a top player in his category, in his space. He's one of the best in the league. So yeah, Mitch Robinson.
So do you think it's RJ? You don't think it's RJ's team yet?
This is a team, man.
You think he's a whole?
Nah, man. This is a team. Let me tell you, it was Tim Duncan's team. It was Tim Duncan's team. But it was, you know, a team effort. It's Jokic's team, but on any given night, a guy like Porter Jr. gives you 30. It was always LeBron's team, but he had it's a squad.
Don't plead the fifth, man.
Squad, man.
Don't plead the fifth.
Yo, it's still 1-2-3. Brunson, Randall, RJ. RJ is just being efficient. He's getting the no one's guarding me like situation and hitting those threes because everyone's on Julius, everyone's on Brunson, but he's the only one out of most players that can actually attack the back. The basket, you know, and he does that quite often. I love it. It's definitely not RJ's team. It's still Brunson's team and unfortunately Randall's team. I'm a big let's trade Randall guy, but you know, it really doesn't matter whose team it is. As long as they continue playing like this, I love it. You know, we now have three 20-point scorers. You know, we have three players that can average 20 points And okay. that goes a long way. We didn't have that in years past. So, mm-hmm. you know, what does it matter if whose team it is? It's Brunson's team.
It matters because when the game's on the line, we need that last shot.
Brunson's taking that shot.
Jeez Louise.
Coach. You know it. I know it. We all know
Julius
it.
Julius Randle has made a couple, right? So until further notice, unfortunately, he's not the best player as far as his playoff track record. So until further notice, it's Julius Randle's team. So when we get to the playoffs, right, and it's about hitting those clutch shots, hitting those late game situations where we need a basket, leading, there's a big, big positive for RJ because, like, in fantasy, obviously, we've all had our – well, not you, but we all had our share of, like, owning RJ in fantasy. Yeah. And it's, like, it's so inconsistent. It's so – it's hard to have him on your roster. But when you look at the numbers, like, his plus-minus has been good in every game he's played except for, I think, the Cleveland game or something. Or whatever game we lost that he played in. So it's, like, he turned the corner. And it's not his team yet, but I could – see him continuing to push through and turn some more corners. He's shooting 86% from the free throw line, which is amazing compared to like 70, 74 in years past. He's trending upward. Mm-hmm. So is it his team today? No. But I definitely do see, and I think the fans see it too, like with this level of efficiency, just hand it over. And when the game's on the line, maybe tomorrow, maybe one of those days, he's trading baskets with Jason Tatum. We're going for the win.
I like what happens. I like Ed's point that he's not seeing the best defenders, but that's going to come because when you start realizing that now, and Julius isn't going to get doubled unless you realize that there's a three-pronged attack coming from New York. You know what I'm saying? Or at least as it develops, because I mean, each game It was hard. All right, you caught the Clippers, who was still they're going to be developing chemistry. The Clippers probably aren't going to be right until February, right? They got to figure it out. They have high IQ basketball players, but sometimes you know you got four players and one basketball. That's going to be hard. Someone's got to take the back seat, and you got to sacrifice. But San Antonio and Charlotte, those were games that the Knicks were supposed to win, and RJ was great in all those, but it also, because he was really good, it made it easier for Brunson to operate and DiVincenzo and stuff like that. Like, and even like Julius, who still hasn't, as Wall Street pointed out last week, you know, he had the ankle surgery, so he's still technically not in game shape yet. You know, like physically he gets up and down the court, but he's rusty. He's fighting off the rust. So he's, you know, like there were moments where you like, the beginning of the Charlotte game, he hits the bucket and then he comes down and hits that three. And you're like, oh shit, Julius about to go off. And then you're like, oh, okay. The next 5 minutes, you're like, oh, okay. You know,
but and we didn't even talk about Quickly. Quickly's been killing it in this little three game situation. I mean, he's been playing amazing. He was plus 26 today. Guys, like, he really was the one that kind of extended the lead.
Guys, do you think they're going to regret not giving him the extension when they need it, when they should have?
Yes. I think so. And this is one of those situations where we fucked up in the sense that you got to play money ball, right? So what? You give him the extension. He's going to be worth $120 million. Maybe he's not worth $120 million for the Knicks, but we could trade that asset for another asset, and Nick management doesn't understand that yet. You know what
yesterday's
saying?
Price is not today's price. The boy's stock went up. And more importantly, if they're going to pull the trigger on, I guess, the Embiid deal.
That's not going to happen.
I'm waiting for an actual rumor to like have some traction to it. Like the whole Paul George joint was close. The Donovan Mitchell was close. So the next rumor was traction I'm going to run with. But his price is high right now. Stock is all the way up.
I don't think the Donovan Mitchell thing is closed. I think that. I mean, he's from Elmsford.
It was close. I meant like it was close. Like it had like traction. Like there was actually a conversation. Yeah.
It's no secret the Knicks don't have to trade for him now. They don't have to trade for him.
Well, I think that, you know, what he needs to do is say, yo, I'm not going to sign an extension with you guys. And once that happens, then it's open for business. And, you know, we got all these draft picks. You know, we got some players that can actually play now. We got some leverage on our side.
But I don't even think you have to give that up. You just wait till the summertime, really. Just
No. He's not a free agent this summer. He's a free agent the following summer.
Right, but you can wait that long because truly,
I don't know if we could wait that long.
You got to I don't know.
That's like two seasons.
He's here in the city all the time. Like he loves New York City. I don't know. I think a lot of people, at least insider wise, from what I read, it's almost a lock. You know, it's like a 85-90% lock that Donovan Mitchell ends up a Knick, and that they may not even have to trade for him. You know what I'm saying? Like if you could keep all of those assets and still sign him.
That's how championships are built. And that's something that the Knicks as an organization have never done in my life. You build in the draft and then you get a good free agent. But we've never done that. We've always just signed the all-star of yesteryear. That's all we've ever done. We've always gotten the big name that was an all-star 4 years ago. You know, get me Allen Iverson. Get me Amari Stoudemire.
Paul George.
You know,
Amari Stoudemire had a good run when he was here. Decent.
He had a good year.
Yeah, 1 year.
He had a good year. He had a good year and a half.
Listen, he came. He had like 30 or whatever. The following year, Melo came.
He was an MVP candidate.
That first year.
Yeah, the first.
So he had a good three. Months. He had a strong three.
But to Donovan Mitchell's point, even if we had him, let's say they trade quickly and RJ and a bunch of draft picks, are we that much better? I still see us as a second round knockout.
That's what I'm saying. You don't have to do that. Because if he's going to come here anyway, and I mean, honestly, you keep him, you have RJ, and
I don't think it works.
Looking at
the makeup of what we have right now with Brunson, I don't think it works.
But if you were to line up Brunson, listen, Mitch, Barrett, Julius Robinson, what? Listen, that would be a contender.
It works in Cleveland, and Garland isn't no slouch.
Yeah, but who's the three in Cleveland? Do we even know? Like that person can shoot the ball. That person is like.
But they're set up
non-factor,
to be
like as far as like trying to be an offensive production. Like RJ is comfortable in his role. Now everyone has to take a step back to let Donovan Mitchell get hot.
Donovan Mitchell's a bucket.
That's what you got to do.
The problem is that Brunson's like 6 foot. You know, Donovan Mitchell's 6'1". He got long arms. He could he jumps out the gym. But our backcourt would be like, you know, barbecue 100%. Chicken every game. You know what I'm saying? That's a lot of stress for the front court.
Defensively. Because Donovan Mitchell dunks on people taller than him all the time.
Yeah, we would still have Mitch back there, which is top. So he kind of like takes up a lot of space, you know.
Very true. Yeah.
I don't know if it works.
There's only one basketball, and I think if
Man.
Poor one to shoot it, it gets interesting.
Do you think RJ? I don't think RJ really needs the ball. I think that that you've been on that for a couple of years, man. You've been telling me Julius needs the ball. You know, I don't think Julius needs the ball, man. He can move it, bro. He can move it. I think
he does make good passes.
You know, I think RJ has moved it as well as we've seen him moving it. Like he's gotten some good passes. And you know what it is? The Villanova guys like to pass and it's infectious. You know, when you got, look at Hartenstein came into the team and the first thing he did was drop a couple dimes. Like his first touches as a Knick were just like dimes and floaters. And it's becoming a little bit infectious.
Let me ask you a question. Who's the fourth option on our team?
What?
Quickly.
Who's the fourth option on our team?
All right.
He comes off the bench. So who's coming off the bench? Because when Mitchell comes in, someone has to be the fourth option. That means someone is coming off the bench. Who's coming off the bench? How does Tibbs make it work?
Grimes goes to the bench. Grimes is starting.
Coach B's coming off the bench.
Our fourth option, right, is –
Wall Street's coming off the bench. Imagine Wall Street on that
Donovan
court.
Donovan Mitchell, Jalen Brunson, Julius Randle, RJ Barrett, Which one is coming off the bench?
RJ's coming off the bench.
You know this, coach? Like, I fell in love with ball watching the Spurs, really. You know that ball movement. So I live in a fantasy land where when you ask me a question, who's going to take the last shot? My answer is, who got the best shot? So now if I got RJ out there, Julius out there, and I got Brunson out there, and I got Mitchell out there, I don't know who's going to take the last shot. The ball going to tell you. You know the ball don't lie? The ball going to tell you who takes the last shot. You know, when you start flinging that thing around, somebody gets open. They don't know they was going to be open, but they ready.
But the Spurs don't really, there's only one Spurs. Every other team plays with the guy that gets the most money, he takes the last shot.
Hey, today,
and everybody wants to hit those incentives in their contract too.
Yep.
Today in Charlotte, we saw a quickly drive.
We can't play Charlotte to games.
That led to a dump off to DiVincenzo, that led to a cut in Hartenstein. There was three passes all in the paint. Each pass was in the paint and led to a wide open dunk. That was the best shot. When the ball moves, it builds energy. And Thibodeau, as bad as he is, he's a product of that of Popovich. You know, so maybe one day we're going to get there. Maybe, you know?
Guys, when guys know their role, yeah, it's fun. It's easy. Now you're bringing in another piece that wants to be a number one option. Mind you, we already got 2.5 guys that want to be the number one option. Jalen wants to be the number one option. Julius Randle wants to be the number one option. Mitchell Robinson. I mean, Donovan RJ. Mitchell. Donovan Mitchell wants to be the number one option.
He would give up his game, right? I don't know if Julius would. Right. And RJ shouldn't, because RJ is young. He's going to be the youngest.
RJ does. RJ does.
RJ does. Right. Yeah, exactly. So
Julius doesn't know his role.
We are going to see.
But I will tell you that the person that was the one that looked the best on the court today was LaMelo Ball.
Charlotte can't keep him. He's out of there.
When you're down 20.
He looked nasty.
He
looked great.
They're down 20 a lot in Charlotte. But
imagine if we had LaMelo Ball. Woo! LaMelo Ball and Donovan Mitchell. Woo! Now that would work.
Listen.
Now we're doing a fantasy.
Now a new fantasy. We drafted a new fantasy.
STK fantasy hour.
Can I get Giannis at the
MB running the lane? Embiid in there?
Oh, man. Okay.
Keep arguing.
Wishing upon a star. Right? So, Ed, you know what I'm saying? Getting to you. Because we named a lot of teams and stuff like that tonight. What teams outside of Boston and Milwaukee do you think are threats to the Knicks getting a third or fourth seed this year? And I know, it's far away from now.
That's the problem, right? It's been 9-10 games,
yes,
and nothing's been decided. Like, mm-hmm. I'm looking at the standing now.
Yeah.
Well, Milwaukee has 6-5. And 1. Brooklyn has 5. New York has 5. Orlando has 5. Atlanta has 5. Indiana has 6. Miami has 6. Boston has 7.
Yeah.
Philly has 8. So right now,
8-2.
They're 8-1. 8-1. So right.
Look at that. You're never getting them beat. That ain't happening. Moving on. Ed froze. So, but I'm just thinking, right? If the Knicks can keep up with this run, right, and keep things moving. Obviously, tomorrow is a test, but Boston's still working on chemistry stuff. It's not like they're not, now is the time to catch them. Like, they caught the Clippers. The Boston isn't unbeatable, at least not yet, right? If once they gel, it's going to be hard for the Knicks, in my opinion, for them to beat them, because there's just too many matchup problems for the Knicks.
My bad.
Yeah. You froze. It's okay.
I froze. All right. Where was I? Was I that Uber got hit by a car?
No.
Uber got hit by a car.
Yes, he got hit by a bike.
We wish him well.
All right. What I was saying was that, all the teams that we were talking about before the season are still the same teams. Milwaukee hasn't really found its footing, right? It's in on par with the Knicks.
Mm-hmm.
Atlanta all of a sudden is on par with the Knicks. You know,
really?
I think the teams The team above the Knicks is definitely Philly and Boston. But then you have a whole
group
of teams all kind of colliding together on par with the Knicks. Right. So, you know, it's a little too early to tell. I still feel that we're going to be battling with Cleveland, Atlanta, Miami for the third, fourth, and fifth spot.
Oh, and Atlanta?
So,
I don't see Atlanta.
Yeah, I think Atlanta. I mean, Atlanta. They're playing. They found something, right? I've been watching a couple games. Devontae Murray is getting more aggressive. Trae Young is actually taking a back seat, but Devontae Murray has been stepping it up. So they found a nice little healthy mix of run and gun. Their defense is still a little shoddy, but they've been winning games. You know, that could keep up. They won five games right now. They're 5-4, just like us.
Yeah.
So it's a little too early to tell, but you know, definitely Milwaukee, definitely Cleveland, definitely Miami. Those three teams that we're going to be battling with all season long.
Do you think the Knicks can finish third in the East?
I don't think so.
Where do you think they finish?
I think they're going to finish fourth or fifth because I think that Milwaukee is a powerhouse. They got Damian Lillard, they got Giannis, and I feel like they're going to, you know, figure it out. And then, you know, then you got Miami. You got Atlanta, you got us. And you know what? We don't, you know, I feel like we're still like, you know, in these 10 games, look what happened, right? We lost half, we won half, right? We're 5-4. Let's see what happens tomorrow. You know, I think that we could be battling for four, but we'll end up in five.
Walsh, what do you think?
Yeah, I agree with that. I agree with that. I'm really worried about the Heat, Atlanta. Of course, you know, I'm Milwaukee. So, you know, I totally agree. I think that we'll slide into like a fourth, fifth spot.
Okay. I don't know. I don't see Atlanta. What do you think, Coach? I don't see Atlanta. But
from our division, we match up well with everyone, including Philly, except for Boston. Boston, when they figure it out, you know, like they got like
that'd be tough.
They got the floor spaces that, you know, that make it really difficult. Mm-hmm. But Philly, Mitch versus Embiid, like I like the offensive defensive trade off, and then I like the firepower that we have on the perimeter compared to Philly's firepower on the perimeter. Toronto, obviously, we should sweep them. Brooklyn, not a little bro is not even in the picture.
Like, the little bro.
Yeah. So from that standpoint, taking care of business for our division, who we play four games against is gonna give us a leg up on everybody else who has to play each other in a sense. And then looking out, Indiana's beatable, Miami's beatable, Atlanta's beatable. So all we gotta do is either split or win those matchups. And at that point, we're in a good spot. So to Ed's point, maybe not three, because obviously someone's going to get rolling. But like from four to six is more than reasonable. And definitely four is looking really, really promising. And five depends on which other team hits their stride. Five is fine. Because like Atlanta, we match up well with them too. Especially when you got Hart, Quickly, and RJ who are going to defend. You know, it's like Quentin Grimes is going to defend. So like we have defenders on the perimeter that should be helpful, and Mitch is one of the best defensive bigs in the East. So like when he's on the floor, he's very impactful, and then Hartenstein backing him up is also like super impactful. Like those guys, they play above their contract a little bit most of the time when they're not in foul trouble. So
I think third seed may be a stretch. Maybe I was thinking because I didn't know how Philly would handle the Harden episode, right? And Tyrese Maxey has been a revelation there.
Scored 50.
Shout out to him. I mean, he was prepared. I was reading something on them today where he was like, if Harden was going to stay on the team, I was prepared for my role. If he was going to get traded, I was prepared to be the lead guard. And bro, I mean, you talk about at what was he like? 21st chosen in the draft, bro. I mean, that's a steal right there. And bro, I mean, he's the reason why the Knicks probably aren't going to get Embiid, because it's he can stay there and they have a shot. They're tough. They're gritty. it's going to be tough, but I think four and five, I don't see anything lower than that. And I even think they can challenge Philly for four. I mean, for three, to be honest with you. I think where we don't see the talent, I see the hard work and the chemistry that they have over other teams. Wall Street and I were talking earlier, and it was like, we were talking about Milwaukee, and I was like, they're good, but they still haven't figured out the chemistry. And outside of Giannis and Lillard, that team is trash. The team is they're not that good. They're old, and Middleton is washed. Remember we were talking about Wall Street earlier?
Middleton's not washed. I think that there's a transition period right now, and I think that ultimately they'll be a top three team. They got the best player in the one or two best players in the league, and they have one of the best guards in the league. They're gonna figure it out. It's the other guys that got to step up. Middleton's still coming helping out from his knee injury, and they need one of the bench guys, one of the rookies or one of the young guys to step up. You know, and don't discount trades. Trades can happen and change the whole landscape of everything.
Yeah, of course, definitely. But if we're just looking at it from where things are right now, because there's going to be a trade. There's somebody's going to want out somewhere, right? And it could change the Eastern Conference. But you're looking at, you know, like Milwaukee and Boston. I'm not taking anything away from Milwaukee. I just don't think I think Boston is a tougher matchup for the Knicks than Milwaukee is, to be honest with you. I don't see you disagree with me, Coach. Tell me why.
just the history. Like we're familiar with each other. When you're more familiar with a particular team, like it's more chess. So
okay. Yeah, I watched Jalen Brunson give Lillard a 40 piece the other night. Like no one speaks about that. Everybody wants to talk about Dame time because he had that layup at the end. But that game was the Knicks' game to lose. Am I wrong? I mean, I watched the same game.
Now we're talking about consistency. Like, is he going to be able to get off like that as often? Like, it hasn't been seen as much as Lillard getting his, as often. So, like, in that comparison, like, that battle unfortunately goes to the other guys.
Oh, man. Well, yeah, y'all definitely keep it real. Y'all definitely keep it real. I mean, I don't know. It is what it is. This week coming up, we got Boston tomorrow. We got Atlanta on Wednesday. We got the Wizards. That's a PAL game. The Wizards on Friday. Oh, my God. That's going to be a hoot. You should record that game because you're going to see something crazy. The Wizards are the funnest, weirdest team you're going to watch this year because I don't even think they care about winning. They're just like, they want to look good and try to bag chicks in the crowd. And then you got Charlotte on Saturday. What's the record for next week? What do you think? Wall Street, let's start with you. What's the record for next week? Boston, Monday, Atlanta, Wednesday, the Wizards, a.k.a. the Washington Generals, on Friday, and Charlotte Hornets on Saturday.
Man, we could go 3-0. We almost got Boston the other day. We almost got Boston. Games. Oh, we could go 4. Wait, what was the last game?
Charlotte.
Charlotte? Yeah.
Five games in 7 days.
Oof. We could run the board right here because
5 games in 7 days is hard.
We play Boston really well.
5 minute flight to Boston, bro. Like, cut it out.
But if we
travel, baby. Shit.
We play Boston well. I think that I'm gonna say his name again. Mitchell Robinson is gonna step up. RJ, I haven't watched a lot of Boston basketball, but RJ plays. He defends. Their two guys as well as anybody. He's he plays really well against Jason Tatum, and Jason Tatum, I feel like every time he plays against us, he's kind of forced into like a little bit of a sloppy game, and he goes on his runs. But I feel like they force him to work. So yeah, I think that we could run the board, man. If we do lose a game, I do see this because we are the Knicks. We come up big tomorrow in Boston and send a message to the entire NBA, and then we fall asleep against a team like Washington, you know. Mm-hmm. But you know, but this is a really new team, you know. This is a new team. This is not the same team that we've seen. And not only is it not the same team that we've seen, we got a couple of guys that are playing a lot differently, you know. So it feels like a different Knicks squad. They're pretty scary when they're out on the run. So right now, you know, I feel like we're as tough as anybody in the league. Other teams will settle in, but right now we're settled in, you know, and oh, that's no. going to be.
Let them know. Let them know, Wall Street. Let them know.
Oh, no. Okay. Wall Street. Let them know.
No. I'm in the house. I'm in the house.
You're going to bet the house. Wow.
Spicy. Hashtag spicy.
On the more.
Hashtag Wall Street said so.
On the more, I guess.
Pessimistic. Come on.
Yo, listen. They're all on a road, right? This is a weird ass road trip for like Boston and Atlanta. We're gonna split. Like if we win to Boston, I don't think we win to Atlanta. We're gonna be riding the high and just, you know, get caught slipping. And then Charlotte kind of want their lick back. But I'm gonna go 3-1. I wanted to say 2-2, but I'm gonna go 3-1. You know, I think that once we get over Atlanta's game, we'll be ready for the next two. So Atlanta should have another playoff feel to it because, again, they are playing well and they have some athletic guys over there. So, and
what's the name of that dude that caught two of y'all?
Chill. He who will not be. So yeah, it's
okay. So Coach got 3-1. Wall Street got 4-0. Hey, what's your prediction, bro?
I got 3-1 as well, man. I think that, you know, as I told you, back to back with Boston, I feel like we may wet the bed on that one. But the other three, Atlanta, Charlotte, and who else? The Washington. I think we could take those easily. Boston, that's the one that I'm kind of concerned with. But Porzingis isn't playing, so Halford is in there, you know. And then we just have to worry about Jaylen Brown and Tatum. You know, and you know, but they got Holiday as well. So Boston's gonna be tough, man. It's gonna be tough. But if we can handle Boston, then I'm gonna be really thinking about where I place the Knicks on a go for basis. So tomorrow's a good gauge for me as well as a viewer, as a fan. Where are my Knicks? Right now, it's same old, right? They beat good teams, they beat bad teams, they lose to good teams. Tomorrow's gonna be a test whether we can actually, after a second look, whether we can put it together and really take it to them. Now with our new big three, Brunson, Randall, RJ, let's go.
No Porzingis, it's a W. That's it.
I don't think he's playing.
I mean, but Ed, they haven't been blown out in any game. They've been competitive in every game.
Yeah. They've been competitive, but there's always Pelicans. Against Boston.
They were competitive, you know, gave that game away. Every game they lost, they gave away. Let's keep it up.
I know.
You know what I'm saying?
That's why it was so important to win that game. That's why it was so important to win that game.
It don't count. Now
Boston has tuned it up a little bit.
Got a long way to go. It don't count.
Somebody needs to scramble.
It all counts.
Start it all over.
It all counts.
Yo, Jim.
ESPN, fix your damn app. But
ESPN, you're terrible.
We got it. Not the first 10 games, the first 3 games.
I'm just saying though, like this isn't the same Knicks. I'm trying to like watching. Yes, you've had shooting woes. There's rust from Julius, and people are still trying to figure out their roles. But they haven't been blown out in any game, minus Boston's the Pelican game.
Boston could be conceivably the best team in the league. Boston has a championship.
Once they,
I'm not sure we're at that level yet.
Once they get their chemistry together, but until then. You know, listen, your best five shows up, right, Coach?
I hope they put Drew Holiday back on. Oh, no.
Don't do that. No? We're not about to do that.
What?
Because if it doesn't go well, I'm going to be pissed off. I might have to turn off the game. I'm like, yo, are you serious?
Remember last time Holiday like kind of like put the clamps on Julius.
Yes,
and he did it, and he did it in the paint. You know,
it'd be terrible to see it again.
Nah, man, we got to see that again, bro. We got to see that again. Man, that happen again,
run
bro.
It back. Run it back.
Run it back.
But Ed, and good pickup on that. Porzingis isn't playing, so that changes the whole yeah. context of what we're gonna watch tomorrow.
Yes, it does.
Because he was different. Like, he was a problem in that first game.
Killed us. He had, what, 30-something points?
Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Like in, he, you know, he was...
Jaylen Brown was trash that game, but...
Pick and pop.
Yeah. So now it's like... And Brown had a good game, so he might step up. You know, they got a back-to-back as well. We don't know. You know what I'm saying? Bro, this is the game to catch. Catch them. Take that win and head to Atlanta, catch a Tyler Perry flick and then smoke the Hawks. No Tyler Perry flick? All right. They're classic.
Atlanta game is...
Listen, I love BET Plus. Anybody else is really? Okay, whatever. Anyway.
Definitely not.
That's crazy. Sorry. Oh, man. Not even you, coach. BET Plus.
Honestly, if I'm not watching a movie,
BET Plus
game, that's it.
We got a channel.
They don't even have that in Westchester, bro.
Yeah,
we know why. What did I ask? Download that.
Was that Medea? 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 Medea's got Thanksgiving.
That's crazy. That is horrible. Anyway, all right. Well, fellas, any last words? Ed Dollars, any last words?
Yo, super psyched, man. You know, tomorrow we're going to determine whether our Knicks are for real. We legit have three players averaging 20 or more points for the first time in a long time. We got a, you know, quickly still playing like, you know, six men of the year. We got a legit team. Our team is legit. You know, if Randall doesn't get into his feelings and continues, you know, we were kind of like killing him our last segment because he deserved killing. And now he's starting to settle into what he is. He needs to, like, tone it down a little bit. Brunson needs to step it up a little bit. And RJ needs to be consistent and quickly needs to come off the bench and keep on doing what he's doing. You know, we could probably beat anybody in the league on any given Sunday. You know, so I'm excited to see it. I want them to show us what they really are. And tomorrow's going to be a true test. I'm excited. All right.
Wall Street. Something. Anything.
Any given Sunday, you got a claw with your fingernails. Yo, that was the greatest speech of all time, bro.
You got to fight for that inch. Yo, you got a claw.
That movie. Oh, man.
Coach never saw it. Coach never saw it.
Willie Beeman. I love that movie.
Yo, Coach, you ever saw the original Star Trek? The Star Wars original? Damn!
Not entirety. I caught the end of the movie.
Oh my! You never saw Darth Vader?
Yeah, I caught the end of the movie. But I said no.
End of the movie, the not joint. From the beginning.
No, man. Hey,
young guys, yo, what's up?
Back to basketball. The most important thing, yo, you get the win tomorrow. We're putting the league on notice. So get the win. Piggybacking off Ed, quickly right. Keep what you're doing. Mitch, stay out of foul trouble. The more you play, the better we'll be. And Julius, you're leading our team in assists. You know, you could be that guy if you want to be that guy.
Draymond Plus. Right. He could be Draymond Plus. You know,
so, and right. RJ, keep this trajectory going.
I said slow down a little bit. I'm closing
with Wall Street. Wall Street said 4-0, so let's pull for it.
Let's keep it spicy.
I'm going 4-0-2, yo. 4-4-4, yo. 4-0-4-4.
Got it for real, man. Fuck that. Gotta have that energy, bro. Ain't no underachieving this year. This is the year. You gotta push forward. You know what I'm saying? So, ladies and gentlemen, we have been STK surviving the Knicks. Coach B, Wall Street Heck, Ed Dollars. I have been Just Heck. Thank y'all for tuning in. And hopefully the Knicks go 4-0 and not 0-4. Oh, no. And then if not, we'll be a totally different podcast next week. All right. Take care.
All right, guys.
Fellas,
great show.
Great show.
Later.
As always. Peace.
Have a good night, y'all.
The next stop is